We are learning Masechtas Shavuos, Daf Yud Gimel Amud Beis, and we are explaining now, the next Gemara will be saying the end of the Mishnah. So let's read the end of the Mishnah a little bit. The end of the Mishnah says that after it says that Sar La Azazah is Mechapen, all these Averis, Asay, Loisaseh, Hamuris, Kalas, Hamuris, Echod Yisraelim, the Mishnah says, Ve'echod Kahanim, Ve'echor Meshuach. They're all included. Ma Ben Yisraelim, the Kahanim, the Kahanim, Meshuach, Elosha Par Mechapra, the Kahanim, Atumas Mitzvah Gedoshov, and the Mishnah doesn't speak out, but the Sar Nasa Befnim, does the Mikdash Vekadoshov of Klal Yisrael. The question is, the Mishnah starts off with saying that everyone's the same, and then what's the difference? Well, you just finished saying everything's the same. What's the difference? The Mishnah is very hard to read. Zok to Gemara. Hogu v'kasha. K'toni echad Yisrael v'ech kahanim v'echad koyin meshuach, that everyone's the same. V'hod u'toni, and then you say, ma ben Yisrael l'kahanim l'koyin meshuach. You just finished saying everyone's the same. Why are you saying what's the difference? Om Rav Yehuda, karma. This is how you read the Mishnah. Echad Yisrael, v'echad kahanim, v'echad meshuach, meschaper, mesar, meshlech. This Tana holds that everyone is equal when it comes to the averis of sar, meshlech, that sar, meshlech, for all those averis. All the shar averis, basically. All other averis. Sar, meshlech, meshaper, for the whole Klal Yisrael, including kahanim. Meschaper, mesar, meshlech, meshar averis. Ve'in chilik b'neim. There's no difference. Uma ben Yisrael, kahanim, l'kar meshuach. What is the difference between Yisrael, kahanim, l'kar meshuach? Elo shapar mechapal kam tumas mikzvah gedoshov, and the sar nasa befnim, which again there's two kabbonis that we bring inside the kodesh gedoshim, the par, which is the Aaron HaKohen's private carbon, and you have the sa'ir, which is one of the two sa'irim. One goes lazazel, one goes befnim. The sar nasa befnim. So the sar nasa befnim is mechapal on klai yisrael mikzvah gedoshov, and the par is mechapal kahanim am tumas mikzvah gedoshov. Umari, and who's the tan of our mishnah? Rabbi Yehudi. So Rabbi Yehuda, the time of the Brisa, and the pasuk it says, more to the end of the parasha of Yom Kippur, "Mechiper es mikdash hakodesh ves oil moed ves hamizbeach yichaper, v'al kahanim akol am yakol yichaper." And we darshen in the pasuk like this. Rabbi Yehuda at least darshen the pasuk like this. "Mechiper es mikdash hakodesh." That means zelufnai v'lufnim. That means if someone was tummy, it went into lufnai v'lufnim, which is mikdash. He gets a kapara with this carbon, which was referring to the Sayyar Anasa Bifnim. Esayyar Moye Zahechel. That's someone who goes into the Hechel with Betoma. Mizbeach Kimashmoi, Yechaper La Azoris. Then the Pasuk says, Vala Kahanim, Vakola Amakol Yechaper, means like this, Kahanim Kimashmon, Amakol Yisrael, Yechaper El Aviim. So some kind of kapara that is equal to all three of them. Hushu Kulam the Kapara Achas. What is that thing that they're equal to? Shemizchaper Mesorah Mishalech Beshar Averis. Divir Rav Yehuda. So Rav Yehuda darshens at the end of the pasuk says, "Va'kol akahanim, va'al akahanim, va'kol am akol yichaper." That's referring to the carbon of Al-Zazel, and teaching us that they're all equal when it comes to that kapara. Divir Rav Yehuda. Rav Shimon Oimer, like we said in the Mishnah, Rav Shimon Oimer, we know that there was a vidui on the par. Actually, two viduyim on the par. The kohen did two viduyim on his own par. And there was one vidui in the Sar La'azazel, but there was no vidui on the Sar Nasa Befnim. So Rav Shimon Oimer, Kashem Shadam Sar Nasa Befnim, Mechapa Yisrael, Al Tumas Mikdash Gedoshov, even without vidui, Kach, just like the Dam of Sar Nasa Befnim alone is Mechapa, without any vidui, Kach Dam Apar Mechapa Kahanim Al Tumas Mikdash Gedoshov, without vidui. Ukashem Shavidui Shasar Mishtaleach, Mechapa Yisrael Vashar Averis, Kach Vidui Shapar Mechapa Kahanim Vashar Averis. So therefore, you don't need the Sar Mishleach for Shara Averis for Kahanim, because they have the Vidui that's on the Par. The Par really has two components. Has the Dama Par, it goes with them, which is equal to Sar Nas with them, so that takes care of Mikdash V'Kadoshav. Then you have the Vidui on the Par, which that will be parallel to the Vidui that's on the Sar Mishleach. And therefore, that will be Mechapa on Shara Averis. Frey the Gemara, it says, the end of the Pasuk, Val Kahanim, Val Kolo Am, Kol Yechaper. It sounds like they're all equal. Rav Shimon Avadi Hushvu, it says they're all equal yichaper. My Hushvu, they make a kaparo. They at least get a kaparo. Miu kol chad v'chad v'chaper v'denavshei. Each one gets their own kaparo. We'll see later on in the Gemara. There's more to this because you would have a havmi, and maybe kahanim don't have a kaparo anywhere because the pasuk of the par says ashaloi. It sounds like it belongs to the kohen gadol himself. And the other carbon is la'om. How do you know that kahanim even get a kaparo? Teretz is from the word Yechaper, we know they have to be included in someone, and they're included in the Kohen Gadol's carbon. The Mara goes ahead now and says, "My taima the Rab, my time with the Rab Shimon. What is the reason, but my time with the Rab Shimon? Now, it's a little bit shver, because why would you say that my time with the Rab Shimon? We just finished saying Pshat Rab Shimon. Rab Shimon says, because the Vidu, he has a whole cheshbon. So the Mashah asks this Kasha, and the Mashah says that without this following drasha, you would say that the vidui is for something else. Is really the vidui is for the for what the chitzen, sorry, chitzen does, and the two viduyim is one for him and one for his family. But you don't make a taisa that the vidui comes to Shara Averis. We have to prove the vidui comes to Shara Averis from a different way. That you have an extra vidui alone wouldn't be enough, because maybe it's coming from something else, which we'll see on the Gemara in Daf Yudalad, that there is something else the vidui should come from. The Sarah Nasa Bechitzoin, the Musaf, that it could be comes from that. So my time with the Rav Shimon, the Chsiv, it says in the Pasuk, V'lokach es shnei ha-se'irim. The Pasuk says that you take two se'irim. Itzke shar mishlech shar nasa befnim. Ma so'ir nasa befnim. Eina mechapa ala kahanim. Al tumas mikzush v'kadoshov. So Rav Shimon's real reason is, where his starting point is, that says the two se'irim are equal. The Sar HaMashalech and the Sar HaNasafnim. And just like the Sar HaNasafnim, the Mikdash V'Kadoshav, that's Mechaper, is not for Kahanim. Why? Because it says, La'om. Ma Sar HaNasafnim, Einem Mechaper Al Kahanim, Atumas V'Kadoshav, Iksiv Bei Asher La'om. The Pasuk says, V'Shochat Es Se'ir HaKadas Asher La'om. Stavka for Om. So Av Sarah Mr. Leach Ain Mechapra al Kahana Mashara Veroys. So therefore he says it must be the Vidui and the Par is coming. It must be, he makes the chesh like this, that the par itself comes for Mikdash Roshav. And the Vidui and the Par comes for Shara Veris. Has he noticed? Because he says, just like the Sarah Nasafim has no Shaikhas to Kahanim, the Sarah Nasabachut, which is the Azazel, not the Sarah Chitza, not to confuse the Musaf. The Sarah Azazel is only for the Israelim, not Kahanim. That's the base of Rav Shimon's Rasha. What does Yehuda do with this pasuk? It says Shnei Asirim. It sounds like a hekesh to both of them. Rav Yehuda, Lachi Iska, Shiyu Shavim B'Mara. Lachi, these two Seirim have to be equal B'Mara, look exactly the same, V'Kayim, same height, V'Dom, same price. Who does? That's coming for that, and therefore, it's not a Rasha for Rav Shimon. Maybe he does. It could be he could learn both of them. It's not clear. I'm saying, I guess not. I'm saying, it could be doesn't hold that. The Gemara doesn't chesbon. Kubi doesn't hold of it. Very possible. Or you can learn both things, but possible, because maybe it's a hekesh. You can learn other things, you know, in hekesh lamechza. But if I'm sharing with you, there's no hekesh. Just the hekesh. There's no hekesh for that. We have a pasuk that says yichaper, and therefore it's a fuke. What I do with the pasuk, I use it for this. According to Rav Shimon, it could be used for both. Very possible. So I think Gemara weiter. Man tana, who is the tana of next brisa? Man tana lahod the Torah Rabbanon. It says in the brisa like this. V'shochat es se'ir achad as asher la'om. Clearly, that the sar nasa b'fnim is only for the om, not for kahanim. She'ein kahanim mishapim boy. U'v'mem mishapim. So how does the kahanim get a kapara? They get a kapara, but parah shalar. Yocho lo yishapim parah shalar. And maybe you would say they don't get a kapara and parah shalar. Why? Shrekar ne'mar ashaloy. In the par, it says v'hikar va'aron es ha'par chadas asher loy v'chiver va'adav va'abeis. It actually says in the pasuk three times asher loy. So asher loy means it belongs to the kohen gadol. So mehechet heisa, the kahanim should be included in the kohen gadol's carbon. So yachol is chab boris la'aros v'chiver ne'mar shaloy ma'ata in lehem kapara. They won't have a kapara. Kushu oimer, when it says in that pasuk that we read in the beginning of the brisa before, it says yechaper al kahanim. So Metzinu lehem kapara, they have to have a kapara. So Mayim is chaprim. So we have a choice now. We got to shoehorn him into la'om, the kahanim into la'om, or into the ashaloi. Which one should we do? We're not sure. So know what we do? Mutuf she is chaprim parish la'aroin, shrehutu mechola itza beisai. That's klar. The pasuk says, v'chipa ba'adoi ba'beisai. His family is included. I ashaloi. You see, ashaloi is not padafka. Once we show that ashaloi is not dafka, we'll put in the kahanim included as well. So since Hutta Makhlai Itza Beisai, by Yischapru Besar and Asa Befnim, Shlai Hutta Makhlai Itza Beisai. So that's why we put the Kahanim in the Aaron's Kohen. Aaron's Karman, huh?
Hutta Makhlai Itza Beisai,
Asa Befnim,
Madam.
Where?
Everybody gets
Never, no, it says Ashalom. Never, the pasuk never gets. Hutulam means that we change the pasuk. It says Ashalom, so the whole Om is included, not Kahanim, rather. So we didn't change the pasuk, not Kahanim, only La'om. Here it's Ashaloi. It only belonged to the Kohen Gadol. And we changed it. We said Lav Dafka. We said Beisoi. Once we said Beisoi, so then we could say Kahanim also. The whole, why shouldn't Kahanim be included in there? Because Ashaloi. What? I know, yeah, next line. I answer next line. Yeah. By Om is not Hutu B'chol. What's Hutu B'chol? It says Ashalom. We changed Ashalom anyway? We didn't change Ashalom, it's Ashalom. If you told me that Kahanim were included in Ashalom, we changed it. We didn't change it. It's not Hutu B'chol. Hutu B'chol does not mean that people get kaparas. That means. It means you change the lashon of the pasuk. So if you lost the pasuk. Mutav is chavu parash aron shari Hutu B'chol, it's a basa. Ve'eskapar usor anas v'frim shal Hutu B'chol, it's a basa. Ve'im nifshach loymer, if you don't like this drasha, if you don't like this taina, we'll see what we wouldn't like about this soon. Harei oymer, it's in the pasuk, base the haran baruch hu es Hashem. Beis HaLevi Baruch Hu Es Hashem, Yirei Hashem Baruch Hu Es Hashem. So it says in the pasuk Beis HaHaron. We call the whole Aaron Beis HaHaron. All the Kahanim are called Beis HaHaron, and therefore they're included in the pasuk of Beisoi, and that's how we know they're included. First of all, we said Mehut V'Chol. If that doesn't work out, we said included in Beisoi. So who's the Tan of this brisa that says you need the Chaper teaches the Kahanim get a kaparo? Man Tano, Om Rav Yirmiyah, the Loik Rav Yehuda. It's not Rav Yehuda. You're Rav Yehuda. Ha'om Akan Yisrael Kaparo B'Sar Mishleach. Here it's Mashma that they don't have any Kaparo. It says Ma'ata Inglehem Kaparo. The Brisa says Kushu Oymi Echape. We see it has a Kaparo. According to Rav Yehuda, there was never a point that they didn't have a Kaparo. The pasuk said Yechape already. That said, that's going on Sar Mishleach. That Kahanim are all included in that. So it can't be Rav Yehuda. So. Oh, Rav Yirmiyah, look, Rav Yehuda, the Rav Yehuda, Amar Kahanim Yisrael Kaparah B'Sar Mishleach. Umani, who's the Tana? Rav Amar, Rav Shimoni, the Amar Kahanim Einlam Kaparah B'Sar Mishleach. It's going to Rav Shimon who says that there's no Kaparah whatsoever. The only way Kahanim have a Kaparah if you clue them in Aaron HaKohen's carbon. Abaye Amar, no, the surprise could be even Rav Yehuda. Abaye Amar, fill the time with Rav Yehuda. Aye, it said Einlam Kaparah. That doesn't mean Mamish Einlam Kaparah. Hoch Kamar. Ma'ata Einlam Kaparah B'Tumas Mikdosh V'Kadoshah. The problem is that Gavi Mikdash or Kedosh of the Rav Kapara, because the pasuk of Sar and Asim Afnim says Asher La'om. The par says Asher Loi. So we are Kahanim included. So when I Yechaper was going on Sar and Mishlech, so how could the Brisa answer Kishu Oma Yechaper, it's going on Mikdash Kedosh? We just finished saying Yechaper is a free Rabbi Huda, is going on Sar and Mishlech. So this year, read the Brisa according to Abayi, who says going with Rabbi Yehuda. Filter Rabbi Yehuda, how come I'm not in them kaparah but tumas mishgrasha? Kishoy mi yechaper al kahanim means like this. But sinu sheshlam kaparah b'shar averus. We find they have a kaparah by sar mishlech from the word yechaper. Ukamoy the metzinu sheshlam kaparah b'shar averus. Kach yeshlam kaparah but tumas mikdash v'kedoshav, which means. Kehechi that we find that when top of your dal and mouth now, kehechi that we find that the Torah had rachmanis on them to give them a kapara b'shar averus. Therefore, they have a kapara also on tumas mikdash v'kedasha. Now the brisa asks, ma'im ischaprim. So now we know for sure they must have a kapara on mikdash v'kedasha. How do they get the kapara? Mutav shischapro parashal aroin shrehuta mechlala itzabesai. It's better to shoehorn in the kahanim into. Aaron Akoyan's carbon, which Ashaloi anyway is lav dafka because the base is included. Val yischapru b'sar nasafnim, which says la'om, and there it's dafka. Shirli hutu mechlaloi. V'im nevshach loyim, if you don't like this drasha, harei oime beis aharoin, baruch hu es Hashem. Beis aharoin, baruch hu es Hashem. They're part of the bais. Now, Yomar says, my im nevshach loyim, a woe win in the taina on the first drasha says hut mechal it's a base, it's a good pshat. What would be wrong with that? The Gemara's kasha would be like this. The Brisa's kasha would be like this. B'chid teima beisoy k'siv lemaisa says ashaloi says beisa. Beisa is dafka. So what would be the kasha? The Marshal explains that maybe really it's not hut mechaloi, but beisa is loy. Maybe that's not hut mechaloi. Maybe his family is still included in the loy. Talk to Marshal. I read Marshal inside. That we say, no, Beisai means includes everyone. Kulam Kuring Beisai, Beisai, Baruch Hu Hashem, Yirei Hashem, Baruch Hu Hashem, that they're all included. Now, Tosfos has a very important question. What about the Levim? How do Levim have a Kapara? So maybe it's what you say. You say Levium is what? Zah Shalom, maybe. My God, it's a very long. Tosis brings a raya from a Gemara and Chulin that has a machlokes if Levium are called Am. So where are Levium included? They're not Beis Soi. They're not Beis Aaron. Beis Aaron. Aaron. They're part of Aaron and Kohen. Not Beis Aaron. And Enkel Aaron. Enkel Levi. Tap Tosis. Tema. That's not something I've never been talking about. Tema. Levium may is chapru. Even shall see barashala Am ksev Levium lay mikro Am lamadi Am apuk di break Azraya. Even shall Aaron lay mikro Beis Soi. We have a chaper. Maybe you'll say that kufa tells you lam. Then it's then frak toisus. Then in Cain matzinu hutam atlale on lam also. Then could levium are in lam? So toisus rosh says no. It's not called hutam atlale because we never say beferish in the pasuk levium. By basis, it's based loy and basis. It's first. It's a hutul klal. Here on the same klal. So it sounds like it's Rosh Lamaisa. They're included in the taka. They'll be included in the So that's the holding right now, where it's very clear all the drushes. So Gemara the kasha vayasher la'om. You need something else. Lahachid also. Are you telling me Asher la'om tells me that Sara Naseh Befnim is only for the Am and Afek Kahanim? Hamabayale the Ka'amar Rachmana mid the Am lahava. Maybe this pasuk is pasuk telling us that they have to pay for it. Zochta Gemara, ahu tum meveis adas meishol nafka. That's from the pasuk in Parashas Achrei Mois. It says, "Umeis adas meishol yikach shnei siriyizim lachatas va'alak loyla." So you know, Ashlam must be telling us that the kapara is only for the to tell you that it comes from the money, the coffers of the that's from meis adas meishol. But la'am, I'm telling you, the carbon is dafka for the kapara of the a similar question. Vayasha loy that was saying for Kohen Gadol means it's only for him, and it's only for him or his family. The kapara la'achid also harim bayulei liketanya. We need it for the following brisa. It says in this brisa that there's three times asher loy in the psukim, and we darshan the first drush is asher loy mishaloy umevi mishal tzibur. You have to bring it from your own money. Yochel loyav mishal tzibur. Maybe he can't bring it from the tzibur because it's his own carbon. Maybe he could bring it from his brothers the kahanim because they're part of the carbon. Second time, maybe you don't have to. You can't bring from everyone else. From heavy kosher, if you don't bring from your own money, it's kosher. A third time, the pasuk said. Twice the ma'akiv, because another pasuk says v'hikav Aaron as the parachas shaloi v'chiv badav abeisav shachas parachas shaloi three times ashaloi. The problem is we don't have ashaloi to say that kapara is only for him, because one ashaloi says it has to be from his own money, second one has to be that it can be from his brothers like kahanim, and the third one is to be ma'akiv. So what do you see ashaloi means? The karma is only from him. So the Gemara Tana hachik ashaloi. This is how the Tana learns that from ashaloi that the kapara is only for him. We have a first apostate that's not mechaper for everyone else besides for Am. Why? Why is only the Am mechaper? Because no one else paid for it besides for Am. So since you see by the Am that since it's me'esa das me Yisrael and then the kapara is only the Am, but the Aaron nami loy kachasu bei moina. By Aaron also, where no one else lost money, the ka'amar. So become a kulin kuri beisai. Mars teretz is kulin kuri beisai, which means like this: the Gemara's, the Tana's taina was that they shouldn't get a kapara. Why? Because there's ashaloi. Ashaloi nafka is extra. The Tana's taina is just like by la'am. We do have an extra la'am. It's only kapara for la'am. Why? Because me'esa das me'esrael yikachshnei siriyizim. So you see from here, in order to get a kapara, you have to pay for it. So Gemara's question, the Tana's question was that since Aaron is paying for it, how did the Tana get a kapara? And for the Gemara, become a kulon kuri beisa. Agav, sounds like from here that it sounds like that the kahanim don't pay for the om's carbon. That's what it sounds like we're saying. Because we're saying the reason why they don't get a kapara, they don't pay for it. It's a big shaila. They give the machza shekel also. So her, they do pay for the toisus as a kasha. They do pay machza shekel. So they do pay for the sa'ir. So what's going on over here? So how can you say that they don't pay for it? The kahanim don't pay for the carbon arm. So Tosfos has two terutzim. One terutz is says if it would be missing money, they would not collect from the kahanim. They will only collect from the Yisraelim. So they're really responsible. And he has another terutz also. Ayin Chum. It's a very, very. Sorry, it's a good Tosfos. Now the Gemara comes out like this. Bottom line is like this. We know there were two viduyim on the par hanasa b'fnim. So let's just get ourselves clear. Fear Rav Shimon, we know one vidui and what the dam hapar does. The dam hapar, so mikdash v'kadoshav, parallel to sar nasa b'fnim, where the dam, there's no vidui there, does mikdash v'kadoshav of Yisraelim. We have the vidui of sar l'azaz l'shar averis, the vidui according to Rav Shimon of par does shar averis by kahanim. But there's a second vidui over there on the par. What's the second vidui for? So Bishlam al Rav Shimon, Haim Dichsiv, Trei Viduim V'dam HaPar. What are they? Chad Kenegas Sar Nasa B'fnim, that's the Dam HaPar. V'chad Kenegas Sar Nasa B'chutz, that's one of the Viduim, do the Musaf of the Yom Kippur, which is for Eim Ba V'yesh Ba, Eim Ba Yediyah B'tchil V'yesh B'yosayif. V'chad Kenegas Sar Mishlech, another Vidu Sar Mishlech. El Rabbi Yehuda holds that Sar Mishlech is B'chad for the Kahanim. So we have an extra Vidu. One vidu is for Sar Nasa Bechutz, for the Musaf, and one is for the Mikdash Gadashov. You don't need for Shara Beres. So what's the extra vidu for, according to Rabbi Yehuda? El Rabbi Yehuda, Trei Vidu Vidam Parlamali, Bechad Vidu Vidam Sagya, and for the Gemara, Echad Loi, Echad Lebeisoi. One vidu is first for himself, and then he repeats the same vidu, which will go Taka, according to Rabbi Yehuda, for Sar Nasa Bechutz, for Chitzah, for the Musaf. And then he says it lebeisa. The same vidu does both of them does for the Muslim, once for himself, and after does for the beisa. Why does it do it this way? Tali Bar Bishmal, kachi midas adin. What's the midas adin? What's the way to do it? The way to do it is neisenes. Kachi midas neisenes on a heges. Mutav yavoi zakai v'chapa lachiyev. A zakai comes v'chapa lachayev. V'yavoi chayev v'chapa lachiyev. That he first of all give a kapara to himself, then he could do it for everyone else. First he needs a vidu of himself, then everyone else. So it come out that Rabbi Yehuda is the one who holds echel loy v'echel beis. It's come out for Rabbi Shimon that both vidu are for both of them, right? If you have vidu only for Aaron, if vidu only for beis, that's only going to Rabbi, not going to Rabbi Shimon. So Frank Taisvis that the Mishnah in Masechtas Yuma says clear the first vidu he says aniyu beisi, and the second vidu says aniyu beisi ubnei Aaron. So Klar, so Mishnah in Yuma is going to Rabbi Yehuda, right? Echeloi v'echel lebeis v'echel kanim. So clearly, the Mishnah in Yuma is going to Rabbi Yehuda. Frank Taisvis, that's saying the Mishnah like Rabbi Shimon over there. So how does it stem? And for the Taisvis, the end of the parak, v'eshloimah, that filu Rabbi Shimon moida, she'ene maske behed ibn Aaron at Yirik Zakai. It's still in the Lashon, he's still moida to that, and Kishtim, Mr. Kishtim, I and the Taisvis. Hadun aloch, the Perek Shvuah Shtayim Beli Neder.